get away from them storms, you know. So we live, I don't know what, well, we lived up there, so what, we come here. I don't know, I can't remember how many years it was.
Well, Thelma and Carl were born here, that's when the last one was.
And all the rest?
Over there. Miss Baker, maybe you know.
Most of my people was born here, and my sisters.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me about the house, the first house you lived in after you married? How long have you lived in this house here?
Oh, this is a third or fourth house. That's our house on the corner, three big house.
The first house we lived in?
Yes.
Well, I told you we had lived with my uncle, and he had built the first house.
Uh-huh.
Well, who's that, Mayor? Oh, man, I'm
just trying to stop Mississippi Sun newspaper.
We're getting
people.
Yeah,
that was a good time, so. Yeah. Well, we had, she outlived all, you know, my daddy and. We couldn't get her out of that house. She stayed there. We had to hire a lady to stay with her.
Yeah.
My brother bought a gas stove and put in there for her. She looked at him and said, "What you putting that in there for?"
All them old people.
Well, it's easy in that old wood stove. For the floor furnace. What you put that there? Well, you don't have to light that old chimney.
I love the fireplace. We had one over there in the other house. Not here.
He had a floor furnace put in there and a gas stove. She never did light that gas stove or that floor furnace. Stove.
Well, she was pretty well in age.
She didn't want nobody but me to cut her wood.
Yeah.
She cut the same length.
My two brothers that's dead now. I said, "Well, why don't you get Henry or Sidney to cut some wood sometime?" They cut it too long, she said. They cut it too long. I can't get in my stove.
It wasn't another Lewis.
So she can tell you as well as I can. And as long as she lived, I went over there and cut her wood.
You want some coffee?
Her old brother, my old uncle, used to live next door. And when he got disabled, I went and cut all his wood. I'd like to see pile all in one pile of wood I cut. That's true.
You'd like to see it, how would you?
What would you call the open place in front of the fire, in front of the fireplace? You know, the floor down there, what would you call that?
That was brick, huh?
Hearth, I believe. Hearth, eh?
Okay. And the place in the fireplace you'd lay the logs across?
With two legs. Iron legs.
Oh.
Don't you know the engine
with
iron legs?
Yeah.
Do you have a word for them?
You know what I said one night?
I can't think of that.
So cool. I said, "Oh, if I had my big fireplace, I'd love that."
Yeah.
We had it over to the other house, too.
I want to tell you about that one.